the book Romans, part 49. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you be interested in my book which I've written, What is Your God's Name? Most probably the most important question you can ask anybody. Do you know your God's name? Well, the Buddhists know their God's name. The Hindus know their God's name. Islam know this God's name. And when we get to Christianity, they start Lord God, Yahweh, Jehovah, they don't know where to go. Isn't that spectacular? Meaning that the greatest religion in the world, Christianity, which is the Roman Catholic faith, they don't know their God's name. So should you be interested in this book, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code for South Africa, and the number is 0722-367-124. Or go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here, if this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you're so very well welcome. I urge you to go to the beginning, start from study part 1, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other English studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible if you do not have the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. Pen and notepad is very important. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: churches, denominations, organizations, the Messianic groups, Israel Mission, Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement, the Yom Movement, Jehovah Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Protestant, Catholics. We don't belong to nobody. We're not affiliated to nobody. Myself, for the last 30 years, I do not belong to a church. I show you what the word says. Whatever you do with it remains your onus. According to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotenham version, the one that was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Leon Rotenham, we believe that the name Jesus Christ was originally Yahushua, the name God was originally Elohim or Hashem, the name Lord was originally Yaffa, and the Holy Spirit was called the Ruach HaKodesh. I trust that this study this morning is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning. So important. Romans chapter 3. Now it says here in Romans 3:28. Now he says, therefore we, now who's the we? Look at my fingers. Apostle Paul and the other apostles. We concluded that a man or woman is justified by faith. We saw yesterday that the Israelites and the Jews, they were boasting about 613 laws which didn't have any existing rights since the last 2,000 years. Since a new covenant came into existence. Since a new set of laws through grace came into existence. But you need faith to be able to function in this New Testamental covenant, which was ordained through the blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. That makes the difference. It's not about the blood of doves or lambs or sheep or goat. It's the blood of the Son of Yahweh Almighty, Yahushua. who was shed for my transgressions. He bore my sorrows and my sins. The Bible said, through his stripes we are healed. What a savior. It's not a little goat or doves or a sheep or a lamb. Therefore we, the apostles, concluded that a man or woman, now why do we say woman also? Because Galatians 3:26-29 says, those who have been immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sin, there's no more Greek nor Gentile, free man or slave, man nor woman, hallelujah, but according to the promises of Father Abraham, we are all heirs, even the woman. And I like to include the woman when I study, when I speak, because according to the Old Testament, women had to be quiet. And then you still find in most of the Protestant churches, and especially the Catholic churches, they quiet the women. They're not to speak, they're not to teach, they're not to preach. Although the first person that took the message of salvation after Yahushua has arose from Hades' soul was Mary Magdalene. Yahushua says to her, go tell the apostles, I've risen. It wasn't Peter or John or Paul. James or any of the others. Apostle Paul came later. But it was a woman. The first messenger in the New Testament after the burial and the resurrection of Yahushua was a woman. And you want to quiet them down? You ladies, you preach the gospel. In my Bible college, three-quarters of my students is ladies, women. They want to be messengers. They want to be used. They want to be trained in the gospel of salvation. Therefore, we the apostles conclude, they say, we've come to a conclusion. We've come to agreement. That a man and woman is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. What? This is what is written here. Therefore we the apostles concluded, they came to agreement that a man or woman is justified by faith without the deeds of the law, the blood of lambs and sheep and goats and doves. That is the 613 laws of Moses and the total Old Testamental covenant. It became unprofitableness. Hebrews 7 verse 18. By this time you should know the scripture by heart. There is no use for it. You can't even recycle it and then make something from it. It had its time. But churches and denominations, organizations today wanted to be relived, wanted to be regenerated. Why? Because it's a world phenomenon. It's a Catholic phenomenon. They do not want to function in grace. And to function in grace, you have to have faith. And like I says, so many times before, that faith is the basis of our salvation. If there's no faith, there's no salvation. Why? Because we haven't seen Yahushua. We haven't been there 2,000 years ago. We haven't seen him walking on water, healing the blind and the leopard, called Lazarus his friend from the dead. We haven't seen it. But we believe it. Because we have a book called the Bible, the Word of Yahweh. Once it's anointed by the Ruach HaKodesh, it becomes alive. It becomes alive. And then we, as Yahwist, and part of the bride of Yahushua universally, then we come into action, because we are justified by the faith. Not by any faith, the faith in Yahweh Almighty, Yahushua, our Redeemer, our Savior. Without the deeds of the laws. We have two kingly laws, which I explained quite a few times. The main one is to love our brothers like ourselves. That's the agape love. Now I want you to look at verse 29. Is he the Elohim or God of the Jews only? Is he? Shouldn't that he be a capital H? Of course. But again, they belittle Yahweh and Yahushua by writing the references to them when referring to he in a small letter. How pathetic. Pathetic. Make it a capital H. Is he the Elohim or God of the Jews only? Is he, again, capital H, not also of the Gentiles? He is. Yes, of the Gentiles also. And that's why Father Yahweh allowed Yahushua to minister for 3 years on earth. From the day that he was immersed by John the Immerser, and the Ruach came down upon him like a dove, and a voice said out of heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." From that day, for the next 3 years, 2 years only to the nation of Israel. He only preached to the nation of Israel. Not the Gentiles. He came to his own, and they accepted him not. It was them, the Jewish and Hebrew people, that shout, "Crucify, crucify him, we know him not. He's not our king." How pathetic. And since the moment that he stopped at the well with his donkey, and he spoke to the woman that was there, and he asked her for water. Actually, he didn't stop with the donkey. He was walking, but when he got to the well, he asked the Samaritan woman for water. And she said, "How come that you, who's a Hebrew man, speaks to me who's a Gentile, a Samaritan?" And Yahushua offered her the gift of life. He says, "Give me water and I shall give you water. And a fountain of living water will spring up from inside within forever and ever." And this is what I'm preaching and teaching today. And for the last 50 years. Well, 60 years. Yeah, 50 years. About this spring of living waters within us, which makes a difference. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? That Yahweh is offering life unto the Gentile woman, and for the next year, from that moment until the day that he was crucified, and on until today in 2026, Yahushua's message of salvation has never returned to the Hebrew people. Here and there, there were a Jew or a Hebrew person that got saved. Odd one out. But the message in total? No. No. The message of salvation went to the Gentiles for 2,000 years. Until the day that Yahushua will come and he will parousia, draw away the bride, his bride, where we will be changed from earthly a humanly body into a heavenly, everlasting body, spiritual, up in the air, to meet him in the air. Now, the question is asked here, is he, capital H, which is Yaffa, our Elohim, the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles or for the Gentiles? Now Apostle Paul is shouting out, yes, of the Gentiles also. I'm so glad that we receive the opportunity, the moment that the salvation, the gospel of salvation came our way, we accepted as Gentiles the gift of life. And today we don't boast in ourselves. When we boast in the grace of Yahushua, justified by the faith without the deeds of the laws of Moses. How wonderful. Let's today walk in the faith that Yahushua ordained for us. Let us use it to our full ability. Until tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.